You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. I am your guide, your Sherpa, the person who's going to leave nuggets in the stream with my guest today for you, just like we do every single week right here on Inspired News Radio. And I am Scott Sullivan. Most of you know me as Sales with Sully, and I bring you every week Mind Your Own Business. And this week, I am so super excited. I don't have to tell you, if you're a regular listener, if you've ever tuned into Mind Your Own Business or Sales with Sully over the last few years, you will know what a huge fan I am of movies and television shows. And we talk a lot about it. And we have a lot of guests on our show over the years that have been affiliated with or kind of tangentially affiliated with the movie business. But today, I am so excited. It's a gentleman that I've been trying to get on the show for quite a long time, actually. And I am so glad that he finally made time in his schedule to be with us today. The CEO and founder of a company called Scenes Plus. So you can tell it's going to be in the movie business. I can hardly wait. And he also has a movie production company we're going to talk about just for a few minutes too. But my guest today, it is my honor to introduce to you Michael Skordakis. Welcome to Mind Your Own Business. And how the heck are you today, my friend?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am so super excited to have you here. My listeners know that I am a huge fan of the movie industry. They know what a movie buff I am. I've actually done, you know, podcasts and shows over the years talking about the behind the scenes of building movies and how they're made. And it's like, you know, that old adage is you don't ever want to see how the sausage is made because you'll never eat sausage again. Well, I just get more and more intrigued every time that I talk to someone in the industry helping to make produced content that we call entertainment. And I'm so glad to have you here. So thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and being part of Mind Your Own Business this week.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let's dive in just a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Scenes Plus, what it is, and then let's dive right into the origin story. My listeners love to kind of hear how you got your feet on this path. I mean, did you, you know, grow up one day and, you know, just turn around and go, hey, you know what? I think I want to make movies the rest of my life. Now, sometimes that happens, but we want to hear a little bit about how that origin story came about and where you came from. But start by telling us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Scenes Plus.
Sure thing. So I'm Mike Skordakis. I'm in Elk Grove, California, and I always wanted to be in the movie industry. And as little kids, like all of us, we've always made our small homemade movies. But there was always an inkling and a desire to get into acting. So I did a lot of that in college, did a little bit here and there commercially, and then became an actor professionally around 2015. During that whole process, I really enjoyed industry. I was doing a lot of short films. You donate a lot of your time, you know, doing projects, trying to get your foot in the business, trying to learn what you can in the process, and you know, becoming saturated in the people that are involved in that. So me being a technology person as well, I really grew an interest in all the camera work and all the lighting and the sound people and everything else. You know, in the beginning, you start hanging out with the other actors and they got some really cool stories. But I also was interested in all the equipment. So I graduated from, not graduated, but I included directing into my portfolio of work. And during that time, I made some really good friends, and one friend, we're getting to the origin story of Scenes Plus here. one of the stories is there was an actress of mine that I worked with. She needed some real work done. And a reel is small clips of work that you've done over the, you know, several years. It kind of gives the person trying to fill a role an idea of what you've done. So I think it's the only industry where you have to show your work, and that's the purpose of a reel. So she needed a reel done, and part of her thing has to go back and collect all this footage to do a reel. Well, sounds easy enough, but a lot of these projects, you do a project in, you do on the, you're on a movie set in January, maybe it doesn't get released until November, and then you have to go back and find the director, see if it was even completed or it's in a festival or whatever. And all that time, that footage is very, very hard to get sometimes, or they want to charge you for it, or there's a whole host of issues. I was on set with another young actress, Chase Michelle, and she was amazing. And I talked to her mom. I said, your daughter's really good. If she has any desire to further her career in this, she really needs to get a real deal. She goes, well, she likes working with you guys, but she's new to it. I said, well, get a hold of me in the summer. We'll put something together and we'll make sure she gets some material. Those two ladies really helped form the background for Scenes Plus. And so Scenes Plus is really a framework and network of other production companies that I have worked with, including Bill Hall from Bill Hall Entertainment, Leo Omar from Epic Run Entertainment, Josh Williams from Audiovisual Films, Jamil Stubbs from Digital Cinema 35. And we put together a team and carved out time in our schedules from our own projects to put together movies that actors can be in that are professional, that gives them the material for their reel, that gives them networking opportunities, that provides a space for them to have where there's no dumb questions. If you have a question about something that's going on set, and our philosophy is, you know, the smarter you are on set, the better an actor you'll be. And so it's provided a lot of opportunity for actors to get into materials, get into films, and provide really professional material for them.
That's really cool. But I have a follow-up question for that before you get off to the next subject, and that is, so how long is a reel typically? I mean, is this a you're talking about you do all of this production, you set this up just for to make this reel, or is it also something that's commercially viable, or is it just, you know, putting together this entire package so that they can get a, you know, 6, 8, 10, 20 minute reel? How long is a reel typically?
A reel for an actor is about 2 minutes, and it includes
wow.
It includes, you know, your clips are about 10 seconds to 20, 30 seconds long. And what they want to see in a reel is a breadth of diversity in your acting. You've done some drama, you're a victim, you're a superhero, you've done comedic work. So it should span all that, just so they have an idea that you've been in that. It also gives some idea to the last time you've worked. So of all your real materials from like 1990, it needs to be updated. So there's a lot of facets to that. But what we do is we craft an entire movie, a full feature movie in most instances, and put scenes in the movie for these actors so that they can specifically use them for their reels. The movie itself, it goes to, through our media distribution company that we partner with, goes to Roku, Rebus TV, and a whole host of other streaming services on your smart TV to be seen. So a lot of local stuff will end up on YouTube, will end up on Vimeo, and that's great. They'll end up in a festival, and that's fine. But we're really geared toward taking that talent and moving them into a much larger stage. And as an actor, that's kind of where you want to be. You want to have the most eyes on you. So, if we can, our goal is to further their career. And in the course of that movie, each movie has its own Facebook page. We stream live from the set. We take behind the scene photos. We do posters. Everything that's associated with a legit flick, we push it out. So there's a lot of self-promotional opportunities for the actors involved. And it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, now I understand it. So it is like you're doing all of this work, but at the end of the day, you have a commercially viable movie that you're putting through distribution. And at the same time, you've got a series of actors that are playing different parts and different roles within this commercially viable movie that right. also then can be used for their, you know, for their reel to take out to, you know, other companies. And if they do, you know, three of these in a year, that's three segments they can put in their own reel. So that's three, you know, opportunities that they had to actually, you know, put something in there. I get it. Okay. Now that makes more sense. Yeah. So it wasn't, you weren't setting this whole thing up and doing a whole day shoot and everything else for a 2-minute reel. I see. This right, just gives them right. another opportunity. Okay. That makes more sense. Okay. So, so that's how Scenes Plus was founded, because you had these. Now, are all of these other companies that you mentioned that are part of Scenes Plus, are they local companies into Northern California, or are they nationwide? Is this a geographic?
One is in Vacaville. One's in Vacaville. One's in the Bay Area. One's in Shingle Springs. One's in Sacramento. They're, you know, I would say Northern California. We do meet collectively, you know, through a conference call meeting, or we meet in person, and we're all on set the day of the shoot to make sure that, you know, we're all in sync with what we're shooting that day. They're all Northern California companies.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And then what are you finding from, the talent pool? I mean, when we think of when everybody thinks of, you know, acting and the movie production business and all that, no one thinks of Sacramento. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to you know, to say anything bad about Sacramento, but everybody's mind goes to Hollywood. You know, it's just sort of like that becomes the, but there's a tremendous amount of talent here. And my wife and I are both huge fans of live theater, and we go, we support the arts in a variety of different ways. And we are always blown away at the amount of quality talent here. So are you finding that same thing, that you're just finding this just plethora of fantastic talent?
We don't have a problem finding talent. And it's funny that you ask, because when we post our events, it's a buy-in event. It's self-casting, by the way. So when the movie posts on the Scenes Plus Facebook site, and that's, if you're interested in it, go to look up Scenes Plus on Facebook, within maybe 48 hours, it's completely full. It's completely full. Everyone who's going to sign up has signed up, and it's closed, where the amount of roles in it is definite. It usually tops out like 12 roles. So it's never been a problem. But there's the thing with LA, you know, it's been there forever. There's their infrastructure there. And if you can control the elements for your production, the better. So that's what makes those backlot Costco sized buildings so popular, is that you're not constrained by the time of day, a plane flying over, birds. You can control all the elements, and you can have, you know, you can shoot a lot of content very efficiently. There's not that here in Northern California, or not here in Sacramento area. So there's a lot of talent here who has fantastic skills. There's some wonderful acting classes here for them to get into. They have a partnership, and we also partner with Sally Forcé and Forcé Casting, who does a lot of casting for major movies. She's fantastic. And so we see a lot of talent start here, become very smart here, and then move to LA to try to be part of the much larger pool. But you know, it's a different mindset there. It's a different mode of business for an actor there. And I tell them that, you know, when you're here and we're creating movies, and we're giving you all the tools and all the experience and all the networking opportunities and all the self-promotion opportunities that, you know, that are afforded to you and are available to you. But when you go down there, it's the business of taking care of yourself. So, it's a different mindset when you get, 'cause you're not the only, it's a much larger pool, and you're not the only you know, good looking guy or pretty girl in the room. You really have to, what's in it for me, you know, don't get snowed over. And it's the business of taking care of yourself. And what do you want to get out of it and be very smart about it? And Sally does it. Sally Forcia from Forcia Casting. She has a class that teaches actors and actresses the business of the business, you know?
Interesting. So then, but let's talk just a little bit, you know, since this is fascinating to me because I love what you guys are doing. This makes tremendous sense. But let's talk about the other opportunities, because let's open up the scope a little bit and let's blow some minds out there of my listeners and talk about, you know, for every actor that's on, you know, camera for X number of minutes, there are, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 people upstream or out there supporting them, right? Because you briefly mentioned it. You talked about, you know, loving the technology, about the camera work and the lighting and the sound. And I mean, there are, just talk a little bit about some of those opportunities and how does Scenes Plus, is that something that if I wanted, you know, everybody tells me I have a great face for radio, which is an old joke, right? So I've got a great face for radio. That's why I'm on a podcast. So I'm not going to be in front of the camera, but I might be the guy that's, you know, working as a sound engineer. And I have a passion for that. That's a way that I can also be part of the industry and not be the guy in front of the camera. So does Scenes Plus, you know, promote those people and also give you, with that same body of work that is being used by the actor, also be used by the lighting guy and the hair and makeup and wardrobe and all the other things? Is that something that Scenes Plus also does? Do you need a reel for that, I guess would be my question.
The answer is, you have a lot of questions there.
Yeah, sorry.
First of all, Scenes Plus film events are open to everyone. So if it's on your bucket list to be in a movie, just sign up, pay the fee, you're in. Okay. If you have an interest in learning or being part of the crew, there are production assistant positions. You can assist with sound. There's a lot of opportunity for anyone who is interested in the production end of it or crew end of it, to be involved as well. And if you go to IMDb, the International Movie Database, all our movies are there. And if you're in the industry at all, you want to have some sort of credit for being part of something officially. And that's where everybody goes. That's where all your resumes are at, basically. In fact, if you go to IMDb, you look my name up, there's all my movies are there. All the ones I've been in, all the ones I've produced. Scott, you're always welcome on set. Just let me know. We'll write something in just for you. How about that?
Okay. Well, thank you. I want to play the radio broadcaster.
But yes, it's very much a team sport. There are a lot of people on set. There's a lot of organizational skills that are involved. And the larger the production, the more people there are. We have a team of 12 people, including hair, makeup, and props, and special effects, and lighting, and sound, and there can be a lot of people involved. And a lot of it is project management. So, you know, I have a project management background and I address all that. And it's funny, you know, like any guy, you don't really start off with a whole set of tools in your garage, but as you're going along fixing things, you decide, you know, I need this. And you go down to Home Depot and you pick it up, you got a new tool. Well, the same thing in the movie industry. You try to start off as small as possible, and you'll see your initial filmmakers will be doing everything. He's running the sound, he's running the camera, he's doing the lights, he's everything. But you start giving up a lot of that control when you need to have a better production. So in some of these things, we have some time constraints. I have a script supervisor, and we actually lay out in the script a time that I want to complete by. So page 12, I need to be there. We need to complete the scene by 11:20. We need to be here by 2:00. We need to be here. And so we try to drive a lot of that to keep everybody on time, especially when you're having, like, you know, you're staggering people's call times to the set. And the call time is, you know, your time to be on set. And so from there, you get checked in, you sign your release, you go through hair and makeup, and then hopefully your set is set up and you can go in and block your scene, which means you're running through it and camera guys are, you know, figuring out where they're going to position themselves and stuff in the scene. And then we go ahead and shoot. And, you know, sometimes there's, you know, one shot or 72 shots, you know. So, Scott, if you need 72 shots, you let me know. We'll make it work.
I hope not. So, okay. So this is all, I'm going to digress just for a second, Michael, because sure. I want to know what is that, you know, we see it in every movie when they want to talk about, you know, when they want to demonstrate that you're on a movie set, they use that clacker thing that has the black and white stripes on it, that has something about the scene. What is that and what's it for and why do we do that? I mean, you're the guy to ask.
It's called a slate, and you're just, what you'll see it as, you'll see the scene, the director's name, the name of the movie, what take it is, and you're just using it to line up audio. So
to line you'll have up audio.
Okay. So you have separate audio. It's the audio guy has his own equipment. It's a whole separate set of files. And so in post, you need to line up the video with the audio. You never use the audio that comes out of the camera. So, you know, it's for lining all that stuff up.
And then is that why it clacks? Is the sound of that clacking? So, is that the reason?
Yes. So in the old days, the visual of the slate striking and the audio of it striking, you'd match those two up and you'd be pretty much on par. Right now, there's a lot of equipment that does all that automatically. It detects the, it detects it and does it for you.
Well, I always wonder.
And to be more complicated, if you're using multiple cameras, then there's a time code on some of those, as you'll see, and it lines up, you know, your 2, 3, 4 cameras all together for a scene. So it can get kind of complicated.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that I always wonder because it's more than just a movie prop. Because you know when they want to indicate that we're on a movie set, or they want to indicate that this is, you know, being filmed or whatever, they use it in the movie. But that's so funny is because, like I said, I've had the opportunity to be on set a couple of times, and it's so funny because they actually use it as a prop, but before they actually start it, they use one to start the scene. So it's like it's like in the scene, and it's also part of the scene. It's just really funny, which I thought was really interesting. But I always wondered about that. So that's cool. So that's a slate. And when they say, and that person talking that is doing that, what is that person that says, you know, this is, you know, scene 3, take 4, and then they clack that thing together. What is that person's job?
To do just that.
That's what they do. Job.
He goes opposite the corner. He goes back to catering after that.
Wow. That's crazy. Does he have a name? Does that title have a name?
It depends on what set you are. Sometimes it's just the production assistant. Especially on our set, that's a great introductory position as production assistant, and that's probably a job we would give them because they get to see the entire process from that vantage point.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, that makes sense. And sorry for digressing, but that was always one of those burning questions. And I'm hoping my listeners. So I guess what I'm saying now is, where are we with Scenes Plus now today? I mean, I know we've got a little bit of this COVID thing going on and, you know, production. I've already mentioned that I'm a huge fan of produced content, but we're watching television shows, you know, drop away because they can't film in front of a studio audience. They can't film, you know, they can't put two actors within 6 feet of each other. There's all kinds of rules and regulations going on. So where has this left Scenes Plus, and where are you moving from here, and how do we get past this? How do we get over this in the world that we live in now?
It's a very good question, and that's something that I think all of us have been challenged with over the last several months. For Scenes Plus, you know, we're kind of in a unique position. We actually have a film that's it's going to be in post-production soon called The Summer of 52. And it's a throwback black and white movie, and we did a lot of that with self-taping skills. There's some cinematic work. There's a lot of self-taping skills involved. there's a lot of opportunity to film just not in larger groups. So for us and the stuff we're producing, the scenes are much smaller. So where we would have, you know, 3, 4, 5 people in a scene, we'll minimize that as much as possible and rewrite things to make it appropriate, to offer that level of security and comfortability for the actors and crew. But it hasn't stopped production. I think, you know, in any business, especially with, you know, the times that we're in right now, it's a constraint and we look at it as such. So what can we do? What's within our powers to, you know, work around that problem? 2019 or 2020, we have, 5 shows that we were producing specifically for Roku. And, you know, we shut down production on those for the time being. However, we're starting to ramp up those again because we're working around the constraint and kind of retailer everything to meet the restrictions, you know, local restrictions. But I think we're in a good position. Movie wise, it's going to be different. It's going to be different for a while. I think a lot of the traditional setups you see in film, where you have a huge crew, is going to change. On the higher end professional market, the larger films where they're run by SAG, I think you'll see some communication coming out of there on how they want them to move forward with a larger production. I think you can get an exemption on your set, but I'm not really sure how that works. I've been tapped to do a couple SAG films and they weren't able to get an exemption. So, yeah, it's a top-down authority. Somebody has to provide the framework and the environment to produce. Otherwise, what you'll see are a lot of smaller companies just not producing at all. And that's kind of what I've seen is people stopped all together. And it's very hard to get the enthusiasm up and get your team back together when you stop completely. You know, we've been fortunate in that we have a line of communication open with all of our actors. We produce a newsletter once or twice a week, kind of let them know what's happening with Scenes Plus, what's coming out, how they can get involved, the industry, and in our partnerships with Sally Forcier and some of the other ones that have been just fantastic to kind of further the cause of actors. But yeah, we're not stopping.
That's just great.
Very, very cautious. No, I'm doing things
differently. Yeah, well, that's great. And that's exactly, I'm glad to hear that, because I think that's exactly what not only our country, but I think that's the industry needs, but I think our whole country needs that. We need to proceed forward in maybe a more cautious manner or maybe a more aware manner. But I think that's, we can't afford to just let everything grind to a halt. We're seeing that now with, you know, all the things that are happening in the world right now with, you know, as we fight this pandemic. But in the meantime, we also have to, you know, just be more aware, but we have to keep moving forward. I think I'm so tired of the word new normal, right? Because everybody keeps talking about it, this word new normal, which it just drives it home that it's always changing. If you look at, you know, the film industry from, you know, the turn of the century to the film industry today, it's different. So does that mean this is the new normal? No, it just means we're evolving and it's part of the evolution of any particular industry. The same as, I mean, look at me. I mean, 30 years ago, I would be doing this show in a studio in a building somewhere with you sitting across and we would have some producer on the other side of the glass. And now we're doing it over the internet, both from, you know, secure locations and everything's fine. And we're streaming it on demand when somebody wants to listen to it and they turn it off when they don't want to. I mean, it's the industry just has evolved. That's all. It's not that's why I'm having a little trouble with the word new normal. But I am so glad that you are here. My guest today, Michael Skrodakis, who is a CEO and movie producer, but he's the CEO of a company called Scenes Plus and the founder of Scenes Plus and manages that. And we've talked a little bit about that, which is a company that makes full length, regular, commercial, viable films that helps, you know, new actors and people in the industry to actually put together what we are now learning to be a, what's called a reel, so that they can go out and produce, or that they can go out and promote themselves in other opportunities, and it gives them a chance to further their career. But one thing that we didn't talk about that I want to leave a, just a couple of breadcrumbs about, and that is Mighty Corn Dog. So can you give me just 5 minutes about what Mighty Corn Dog does?
Sure thing. So when I was acting, and I'm still acting, I'm in a few movies currently in post, I wasn't happy with the kind of things I was being cast for. So I'll just start my own company and do it myself, and saw a lot of success. Now I'm an action film kind of guy, cop detective type of, you know, movie buff. And so we produce movies like that. And it's independent of Scenes Plus. We're part of Scenes Plus, obviously. But yeah, Mighty Corn Dogs is movies that we've done internally, my cast, my crew. And you know, we're doing the Bullet Chronicles. That's a three movie series. Hoping to wrap that up here soon and get that out. And a whole host of things. But yeah, it's a wonderful business. For Mighty Corn Dog, we've been associated with the Young Actors Film Acting Workshop with Solana Paz, and that takes kids from who are in stage and put them in movies. They have an interest in, you know, they're from stage to movies, which is a interesting transition. We work with them once a year. But you know, Mighty Corn Dogs has been part of a lot of different work around here, and we have some amazing talent that comes through. A lot of it's Sacramento, a lot of it San Francisco, but all of it amazing. I'm always incredibly enthused and amazed at some of the performances I see. You talk to these actors and actresses before they shoot, and they're all, you know, normal people. We're all talking about whatever, and you put them in front of a camera in character and action, and it's like, and they start acting, and I'm like, I look at my cinematographer, I go, oh my God, I forgot how good you are. You know, I'm just enthralled in your performance, and you know, you need a hug. You okay?
And 3 minutes ago, you were looking at your Facebook on your phone.
Exactly. Yeah.
So. Well, that is funny. I mean, that is something that I think everyone should get to experience. So let's talk a little bit about now the listeners that are out there. If you are within the sound of my voice right now, whether you're on your commute, whether you're sitting at home, whatever the scenario, and you have heard something that resonates with you today, and you're going, Michael, I want to be in the movies. I don't know where I want to be in the movies, but I want to be part of this. I want to figure out, how do I find my niche within the industry? How do they get in touch with you? How do they connect with Scenes Plus? Give us some nuggets. Give us some things that you can lay out there on the stream that say, here's a big, bright, shiny object that could be gold. What should they join? Should they take acting lessons? Should they join a club or an organization, and you know, all the things that your advice you're going to give to those, you know, young or old, doesn't matter, but people that are neophytes to the industry, what are your pieces of advice that you're going to lay out on everybody?
Okay, Scott, well, if you have any interest in being in a movie at all, this sounds like something you want to be part of. There's a couple things you need to know. For most of Scenes Plus films, they're all shot in one day, so we don't have a huge commitment on your side for time. Unlike other movies, which could be gone for months. You can find us on Facebook at Scenes Plus or Scenes Plus Primetime. Okay. You can get hold of us at scenesplus@outlook.com. There should be a listing of our movies, any of those at the Scenes Plus Facebook pages. And from there, you should get notification of our next the film event. You would RSVP. Event which locks in your role in the film, and then we go from there. We form a group, everybody gets together, you know your part, you get your script, all that good stuff. And anyone from Scott Sullivan, or if you have a bucket list item on there, or if you're a professional, you need professional a role, let us know. We have a tiered thing, so you can buy in at $65, or if you need a pro package where you have the most lines, you get priority through makeup and all that good stuff, that's 300, and that's a deal anywhere you go. There's people that do little reel things that charge a couple grand for a 30 second clip that's not part of anything. This, you're in a movie, you're on IMDb, you get all the promotional opportunities, you get all the training, the networking, everything. We throw it all out there, and you know, it's yours to use. And we give you your clip. So wow. Movies, yeah. So we set you guys up. What you do with your career is on you, but we make sure that you have everything you need to go forward. And so that's Scenes Plus. We are helping out. We have some big partnerships coming out later this year, including talent representation. And we're kind of in talks about that, so I can't mention who, but when I do, you'll know who it is. And
excellent. Well, please come back and tell us about it. Please bring them back and let's talk about it.
Because I want to see you on set. We're going to put you in a superhero outfit. How about that? How do you feel about Lycra?
I'm gonna say no, because I don't think I have more of a dad bod than I do a superhero bod. So I'm probably the guy that maybe is like, you know, the superhero's sidekick. Oh, that's funny, Michael. I appreciate that. But so what I am trying to hear, or what I'm hearing you say, and what I want to make sure our listeners are getting is that there are huge opportunities here. So if you have this on your bucket list, I mean, you didn't even know, if you're in Northern California, there's a big chance you didn't even know this existed, right? You didn't even know that this was a possibility. And if this is something that is resonating with you, that you're hearing and you're interested in, go to Scenes Plus or Scenes Plus Primetime on Facebook. Find out more information, get connected with Michael and the whole team there. There are so many different opportunities. Now, what about networking? You talked about it. Do you guys host networking events? Do you do webinars? Is there if somebody wants to get their feet wet and maybe just ask some questions, is there a networking opportunity that Scenes Plus hosts or provides?
Yeah, so that's kind of the little secret of the industry is the whole industry is networking. So you want to get yourself on as many sets as possible and speak among, you know, get friends with actors and cast and crew, because they will promote you. They'll be in something as a lead talking to the director, and they'll be asked, do you know someone who, you know, I know someone who's perfect for this. And they'll send them to their reel, and they'll send them to IMDb, and then they'll get a call. So yes, people do come off of casting lists and all that stuff, but a lot of it is word of mouth. A lot of it is networking. And you'd be surprised. I when I'm getting acting calls to be in something, it's usually over Facebook Messenger from a friend who's in a movie, and they say, you'd be perfect for this. Give this guy a call. And so, you know, it bypasses the whole thing. So being on set is a fantastic way to get more work. And there's a lot of people on that's associated with this that you'll get to know, whether in the group for the movie or actually on the set. So, yeah.
Well, that is fantastic. Get out
there, be part of it.
Get out there and be part of it. Michael, you have been fantastic. Everybody that wants to be part of this, get on Scenes Plus at Facebook and get connected. Start doing that networking right now, because that's exactly what you need to do. Get that reel made with Scenes Plus. Will help you get your reel so that you can, you know, it used to be, you know, a headshot. Now you need a headshot and a reel, and you need to be on IMDb and all the other things that go along with that. The industry has just changed so much that it has evolved again, and it's continuously evolving. So technology is making it. I mean, wouldn't they have loved to have Facebook 25 years ago when you could, you know, or all these streaming services before, if you know, you were like a contractor for Paramount, right, or one of the big three or whatever. I mean, now you don't, if you've got a cell phone and an idea, you can turn yourself into your own production company almost, with YouTube and all the streaming services that are out there. So life is definitely different for actors and all of the ancillary services that go around that. So Michael, it has been an honor to have you here today. I am so, so pleased. You have given us an insight and a glimpse behind the curtain, as they say. We're looking back behind the curtain a little bit to know what it's like to be in the movies and create your own reel and to work with Scenes Plus. So I am so excited. Thank you very much for being here and giving us an hour of your time today. It's been fantastic.
Scott, thank you. And I am going to try to get you in that Lycra outfit. So,
okay. Well, you keep trying. I'll send you some headshots and you're going to go, man, this guy's never going to make it in film. I say it every week and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so very much for being a listener, because I couldn't do what I do without you, the listeners. I love your feedback. I love when you, if you love the show, I love that you put that up there and it's positive. If you don't like it, please put it up there too. I don't shy away from bad reviews. I don't shy away for, if you want the content to be different, if you want more of a certain style or type, then all you have to do is give us the feedback. I am everywhere all over social media. You know, you can find me at Sales with Sully on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, all of that at Sales with Sully. But you can also find me on LinkedIn, Scott Sullivan. I'm there everywhere. But the most important people that I want to mention each and every week are those that own and run and control InspiredNewsRadio.com. Inspired News Radio is my platform. Now, of course, you can get your podcasts on Apple and Spotify and Google and all the other places where you ever you get your podcasts. I'm always there. But on Inspired News Radio, it's super simple, quick, and easy. If you want to get a copy of this show, if you want to know the show notes, if you want to be able to connect with Michael and all of my other guests, you simply go to inspirednewsradio.com, click on Mind Your Own Business, and there it will be. You can stream it live from there. You can download it. Anything that you can do on any of the other podcast services, they're available on Inspired News Radio, and I appreciate them every single week for hosting my show and putting this out there. I do it because I want to help you be better at whatever industry that you're in. I bring you Mind Your Own Business because I want to bring you success stories within that industry, because I want to touch as many listeners all across the world as possible. And I want you to have not only entertainment, but I want there to be some kind of content. They're positive programs that are delivered to the world, designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate every single week. That's what we do. Thank you so much for being a listener. If you, wherever you get your podcast, if you want to hit that review button and put in a positive or a negative comment, I'm okay with that. And if you also want to subscribe so that you know when the next episode hits, we come out every single week right here on Inspired News Radio and wherever you get your podcasts. So like I say, signing off every week, mind your own business, because nobody else is going to.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs in the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio.com. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.